Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to this morning's broadcast. I am Minister Michael Gray, Associate Minister at Second Baptist Church in Warsaw, Virginia, where Reverend Dr. James Johnson is my pastor. I want to thank Apostle Mercer for the opportunity to come before the people. And this morning, text will be coming from Luke 8, chapter 8, verses 22 through 26. And it reads, "Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, Let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water. And they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, Where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, What manner of man is this? For he commanded even the wind and water, and they obeyed him. And they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee." And if I had to title this message this morning, it would be, O ye of little faith. As we study this passage of Scripture, we realize that faith sometimes can be like an improbable thing. Faith can be something that we have lacked up. Or we say that we believe in God. We believe in his word. We believe in offers of prosperity, but we won't believe him for other things. In the book of Luke, in chapter 8, 22-26, we find Jesus and his disciples on a boat. Now these are the same disciples that had walked with Jesus. They knew his way, for they had witnessed his miracles. Have you ever been in a boat and you were so scared because you thought it was going to tip over? Now, this might not have been the first boat you ever been on, but you wasn't too sure about the path you would take. But immediately as the storm began to do, they became afraid, going to where he was sleeping to say, Master, we perish immediately. We perish. And immediately Jesus arose and rebuked the storm. Sometimes our faith can cause us to jump the gun. And this is what we find right here. Before they could really get going, they had become afraid, and they went to where Jesus was sleeping and wanted him to get up and come to see about the problem. See, they were in a storm. How does that relate to us? Sometimes we get in a storm. And before the boat gets to rocking good, we want to get out. But I come by this morning to tell you that you don't always have to get out of the boat because it's rocking. Sometimes it's best stay in the boat. made, that way we might receive what God is saying to us. When we encounter a storm, the storm tells us that we need to trust God. How many storms have you been through in your lifetime? If you go back and look your life over, you'll find that you have many storms. And the reason I say to look your life over, because you're still here. That means that God has saw you through. He didn't let the storm overtake you. We shouldn't let fear paralyze us. We should have faith by knowing that the word, what the word of God says. Sometimes we get so scared of just being in a situation that our faith becomes to nothing. We even try to fight that. We're just scared right to death. If Jesus is walking this earth today, he may wonder, where is our faith? Do we have faith in all that's going on? The coronavirus? Just the world all in general? Do we have faith that we're going to make it through? Do we have faith that no matter what happens, I'm going to trust the Lord? Do we have faith to know if anything should happen, that we're going to go home with the Lord? Do we have that kind of faith? Do we put our trust in the Lord, in the Lord, or do we put our trust in ourselves? Do we sometimes sidestep the Lord and begin to act like we are empowered, that we have the answers to our problems and our situations? Do we put our trust in our wisdom? Do we think, because we're Bible scholars, because we're Bible readers, that we have it all down, that we can do as Jesus did and calm the wind and stop the rain? Do we have all that? Do we put our trust in our strength? Do we think that we're so strong that no storm can come over and move us? Well, I come to serve you this morning and tell you that it doesn't matter how strong you are. When the storms of life come, we have to have somebody that we can lean on that can help us through a storm. Do we put our trust in our career? Do we think that money can get us to where we need to be? Do we put our trust in our family? Do we tell our family everything and tell God nothing? Before we can put our trust in Jesus, how many of us don't put our trust in Jesus, but we'll put our trust in somebody else? But we're the ones that's saying that, Lord, I trust you. Every Sunday after Sunday, we get up in the church and we say, Lord, I trust you. But when the storm comes and the rain comes and the wind begins to rock, we don't trust him as we should. Today, many people would rather believe the news than to hear and see, rather than believe the word of God. We don't want to believe what God's word says. Oh, we have so little faith. Then we wonder why we can't make it. We wonder why we're sick. People would rather believe that a drug peddler has a cure for illness than to believe that God can heal them. Our faith has become so little. Cancer isn't a giant killer. Our faith is. We don't believe that we can be healed. Before we take on faith, we take on worry. We worry about this. We worry about that. Well, worry only adds to your sickness. Oh, I'm trying to help somebody this morning. The more we worry, the sicker we get. But when we begin to believe and to trust God, He will make a way for us. People, but in order for the Word of God to work, we have to believe, at which time it can be a reality. We must remember that not one of us are exempt from facing problems. Not one of us. We all going to go through something. We all going to been through something. If we believe in God's word, we prepare ourselves for the trying time. How many of us are standing on God's word this morning? No matter what the doctor report says, no matter what the judge says, no matter what this person says or that person says, standing on the word this morning. Do you have faith this morning? They said if you had, the Bible said, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, and you look at a mustard seed is very small. If we have the faith of a mustard seed, that's all we need. As we cook, as we look at verse 25, we can see the real problem wasn't the storm, but it was the disciples' faith. If they knew who was on the boat with them, if they knew that they had a storm calmer, a rain stopper, everything they needed on the boat, they were worried because they let fear set in. How many of us let fear set in before we let the word of God set in? How many of us get all stirred up before we have to go around and find God's word to calm down? Well, if we would reverse that and begin to stand on His word and apply His word to our lives, oh, how much better we will be. As Christians, we will face storms, trials, and tribulations during our lifetime. Oh, the Bible says that God went through some things for you and for me. So if He went through some things and we're made in His image, what makes us think that we're not going to go through also? But when we encounter challenges, more times we meet fear before we meet. More times we stand and look at the problem instead of looking at the problem solver. The reason a lot of us have problems because we haven't given them over to the problem solver. When you give them over to the problem solver, He is able to solve our problems. Oh, Lord. Thank God. In every situation that we face, we need to know that the Lord is able to help us, and He wants to help us. He didn't come because He didn't want to help us. He wants us to have faith in Him, have trust in Him, knowing that He's going to make the best decision for our lives. He's going to make a way for you and I. We have to know that Christ can feel the storm and calm the troubled water. Oh, I want to tell you this morning that no storm for God. Oh, God can calm the sea. Oh, this morning you might be in a storm this morning and you don't know which way to turn. You worried about it, complained about it. But I come this morning to tell you that God knows about it. Don't worry. put it all in the master tank. He is going to work it out. He is going to calm your storm. He is going to give you the joy that you so well deserve. We must call on the name of Jesus in our time of need, not when we don't need him. We should call on the name of Jesus when we're going through. He is able to help us through. Faith and fear cannot dwell in the same heart. Can we sleep in the midst of trouble? When things trouble you at nighttime, do you wrestle and tussle with it? Do you be up all night having restless and sleepless nights? Or do you put your faith in God and say, Lord, here it is. I'm going to give it all to you. And in the morning when I wake up, I'm going to be all right because I know that you're going to make a way. Can we trust God and not worry about storms we face in life? Can we trust him in our time of trouble? Can we trust him when things don't work the way we ought to think they should work? Do we have the faith to believe that God is going to work it out? Or will we continue to worry about it? Will we continue to add to our problems? So when we deal with death, COVID, and just everyday life, let us not get weary. Nor don't let us be afraid. We have to know and believe that Jesus is able to bring us through. Let's not let us continue to trust in God, even in our weary times. Oh, even when death is not at the door, let us not forget that he is able to bring us through if we have faith. Let us increase our faith and our belief that he knows all and he sees all. So when we go to the doctor and we don't get the report that we think that we should get, don't worry about it. Trust God for your healing. When we become afraid, these are the times we wonder if God knows what he's doing. We should never wonder if God knows what he's doing. We should be assured that he's going to work it out. Where is your faith? Do you have the faith that you need to make it through? A crisis can happen very suddenly. The dangers that we face can be very real. The storm on the lake was a real threat to their lives. But what is a threat to our lives? Are we able to endure? Or do we fall apart before God can come and see about us? Do we panic over the little things? When we say that we're calm, it's not real easy to be calm, but it's easy to be confident. When you're confident, you know and realize he's going to show up in your favor. He's going to cause the storm to get back. He's going to cause the wind to stop blowing. He's going to cause the wind to have the boat to stop rocking. When everything is going well and we're healthy and the people we love, we have money, all these things, we're good. But what happens when no one loves us? When we don't have money when we're sick, we begin to worry. We start wondering, where is God? He promised us that he was going to show up. Then we start saying to us, did we do wrong? Why is God letting this happen to me? Does God really care? Does God really love me like he says he does? If I, like he says he does in the Bible, we panic, we doubt, and we struggle. The same was true about the disciples. They struggled. When they awoke Jesus, they said to him, we're going to drown. They had pretty much lost all hope. How does that relate to us? Well, most of the time, we lose all hope before we give it to the Lord. We're already kind of the lost. But do we know that we serve a God that hasn't lost the battle? Do we know that we serve a God that will fight, and he said he would be with us even to the end? Where is your faith this morning? How long will you let the trials and tribulations of life continue to carry you down? How long will you continue to hide from the problem and not call on the name of God? Where is your faith? When you tell people that you're fine, are you really fine? Or are you just saying these things? When things aren't going well for you, are you depending on God, or are you letting them wreak havoc in your life? A lot of us let it wreak havoc in our life. And just as I was saying, yes, we get cancer, but we cause it to spread because we worry too much. If we have faith, God is going to bring us through. The problem is we don't have that much faith. We say we do, but we don't. Where is your faith? If things started falling apart right now, right this morning, what are you going to do? Are you going to call on the name of the Lord? Or will you continue to worry about it? The Lord is going to comfort you this morning. The same thing he did for the disciples, he will do for you. He will cause the storms in your life to subside. You will be amazed and full of awe. But you will know that it's God himself. Oh, your faith should be and the one that died for you and rose again. Your faith to be in the one that cured you from sin. Your faith to be in the one who sacrificed his life for you. He's powerful enough to fix all your problems. After all, he rose from the dead. Oh, this morning, I want to know, before I close, do you have the faith the size of a mustard seed? Do you know beyond a doubt that God is able to bring you out? Do you waver when the storm comes? Or do you stand still? I want to know if you're planted by a hillside and a storm comes, will the wind rock you back and forth, or will it uproot you? If you're rooted and grounded in the word of God, you will bend, but you just won't break. Oh, somebody need to know this morning, your faith will make you whole. I'm looking for some faithful people who don't mind trusting in the Lord. Will you trust him in the midst of trouble? Will you trust him when you have joy? Oh, I come by this morning just to see if I have any faith walkers. Is there any faith walkers out there? Amen, amen. This morning, the altar is open. Is anybody out there that needs prayer?
Please pray for us and also offer the plan of salvation. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Father, it is in your name, Lord, that we come, God. Oh, God, asking you to increase our faith, Lord, and our trust in you, Lord. Father, we come this morning with all that we have, and we lay it right at your feet for you to move on our behalf. We ask you to strengthen us this morning, God. We ask you to come into our hearts and come into our lives, God. And Father, we have fallen short of your trust, Lord. We ask that you will build us right back up, God. Oh, God, we come this morning just to say thank you for all that you have done and that you continue to do for us, God. God, we have to admit that we don't always trust you like you say we do. But on this morning, we're tempted to think straight. So, Father, we from this day forth, we're going to put all our trust in you. Father, we thank you, we bless you, and we do love you. It's in Jesus' name we all say, amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
We thank you so much, Minister Gray. We thank you. Is there an encouraging word you'd like to say to the listeners for this new year?
Hold to God's unchanging hand. I know that we're going to go through some things, but we're going to make it if we hold on to God's unchanging hand. We can't make it by ourselves. There's no way we're going to be able to make it by ourselves. But God has promised. Just remember the things that God promised us, and we will be all right. Amen.
Amen and amen. And God bless you.
Amen. Truly, Minister Gray blessed our hearts today to tell us to be encouraged and to hold on to our faith. The Bible says that if we have faith, the grain of a mustard seed, God can do anything but fail. We have to trust the Lord. We have to believe that he's able to bless us in the time of trouble, to bless us in the time that we have a need, that God is there with us. God bless you again, that we know we can turn it over to God, leave it at the foot of the cross, and he will answer each and every one of our needs. God bless you again. We just heard from Minister Michael Gray, and God bless you. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. Amen.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. The songwriter says, I know the Lord answered prayer. We just heard from Reverend Clay Evans and the Fellowship Choir. God bless you as you sit back and relax and abase yourself as we go into the inner courts and behind the veil to praise God. Again, you're listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. Amen.
And every planet in space took its rightful place. Thou who rolled the celestial balls into space, baptized it with a liquid mist, ordered a variety of blooming flowers, transfigured into a marvelous attraction. Thou, O God, we come tonight with thanksgiving. We come with praise. We come with worship. With our minds stayed on thee. Lord, times are difficult now. We're living in times whereby civilization is torn by degradation and it flirts with doom and disaster. High-mindedness runs our streets like a mad dog. In uncertain paths, selfishness has evaporated the milk of human kindness, while pain and panic chase each other like June bugs in the summer sun. Here we are, O God, in a mean world, violence and upheaval, joy and sorrow. Those who listen to my voice today, some are downtrodden. Some can't pay their bills. Some have children who steal to support a drug habit. Some are living in what's supposed to be a home, but it's a house. Some, oh God, don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. But Lord, we come tonight with our minds knowing that you have all power in your hands. Father, hear me if you will. You heard Daniel in the lion's den. You heard the Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace. Thy will. And now, Lord,
the songwriter says, in Jesus' name, we don't want Abraham, that we want Jesus. Come on with me, if you will, and let's go to church. Let's worship our God. Let's sit back and enjoy the worship of God, because truly he is able. If God can't do it, it just can't be done. I say it again. If God can't do it, it just can't be done. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. Our P.O. Box is 9786 Baltimore, Maryland, 21284. Again, it's Fivefold Ministries, P.O. Box 9786 Baltimore, Maryland, 21284. This is also our disclaimer that the music that you hear belong to the artist. All rights go to them, and we are here to promote those sounds of Zion and encourage you to get those CDs. You know why? When you can worship and praise God. As Jesse K said, that you know what? That trouble don't last always. So let us just go in and relax and turn it over to Jesus and leave it at the foot of the cross. All right, now, remember, you listen to the Fivefold Ministry each week and on the weekend that we reverence and praise God. Amen. Amen. Tonight, it says, let's go to church and celebrate our God. why don't you go with me as we abase ourselves and go into the inner court and behind the veil? You know why? If God can't do it, it just can't be done. We love the Lord, we reverence him, and we praise him. There is nothing like our God, and we want to just celebrate, sit back and relax and worship him. Forget about everything to your left, to your right, to your troubles, your job, your kids, even yourself, and just give God the glory. Just take a few minutes to say, thank you, Lord, that I am in the land of the living, that I have a chance to eternal life. I am so grateful to the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. You know why? Because our God is able, he loves us, and we do not want him to pass us by. Let us listen to Ebenezer AME Church. Amen. Amen.
I will be satisfied with you.
God lead us, we are going to be satisfied. When we let the power of the Holy Ghost lead us, we can be reassured that we will not go in the wrong direction. We love the Lord so much that we like to exalt, edify, and encourage you to let you know that the Lord is blessing you right now. God bless you again, and let us sit back and enjoy the worship. Amen. The choir, said, the Lord is blessing me right now. I know that the Lord is blessing you too right now. God can do anything but fail. Our God is supreme. We love him. We know that even when the storm passes over, that our God is able to take care of us. Yes, he can. Let us listen to Fulfill Purpose TV as we sing the Lord is blessing us right now. We thank God so much as we come together and worship and praise that we can just enjoy the songs of Zion, especially when that storm is passing over. Amen.
Some of you been fighting a storm, see, but the storm ain't gonna pass until it finishes. Some of you coming out of it, like it said, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know the storm, oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah. You know the storm, as you know. Oh, you know the song.
so much that he loves us down to our soul. Good God Almighty, that is a lot of love. When God can love you that much down to your soul, that we should love him the same way. God bless you again. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. If you would like to get in touch with us or if you would like to have prayer, please give us a call at 410-661-4103. Again, that's 410-661-4103. We would love to intercede with you, to touch and agree with you, because if God can't do it, it just can't be done. We love to worship God. You know why? Because when we worship God, there is such an overflow of blessing. There is an overflow that we know that our God can do anything but fail. You just got to trust in the Lord and to know that he is there for you, and he will be there for you always. You got to just believe it. If you can believe it, you can receive it. Let us continue to go into the inner courts and behind the veil, and let us worship him with Sina, that there is an overflow. Amen.
Thank you.
I love to hear that song. When you have to have the confidence to know that you are favored by God. God loved us so that he sent his only son that he would die for us. That death, that burial, and that resurrection confirm that God loved us and he is the repair of the breach. Only through that death, burial, and resurrection can we have the victory. You know, I thank God so much that what can we do without the Lord? What would we have? How would our life be if we didn't turn it over to Jesus? I would encourage you today to accept salvation and get to know the God that we know, because truly he is a great God. He is an awesome God, and we love him. Let us continue to worship and praise our Lord. Amen. With Ty Tribbett. Amen. Songwriter says that I cannot live without God. You know, we cannot do without the power and the glory, the mercy and the grace of our Father. Truly, we love him even in the beginning of time that he created us and fulfilled the promises of the Old Testament to the New, that our God is faithful, he is reliable, and he loves us, his creation. Exalt, edify, and encourage him, and treat others the way you want to be treated. God says that we are to exalt, edify, and encourage one another. But I want to say to you, friend, if you don't have anything good to say, then don't say it at all. Shut your mouth up. If I step on your toes, just say ouch. You got to be careful of the words that you say to people so that you can build them up and not tear them down. Look at yourself in the mirror each and every day and say, God, how can I serve you? And be a reflection of light, a reflection of love, a reflection of goodness and forgiveness. You know, this is a new year. This is a 2023, and there is nothing but blessings that's coming forth, and we want to receive them in the grace and the mercy of our Lord. You know, God's grace is sufficient for us. So we want to encourage you as we sit back and continue to worship God that we know that he can do anything but fail. You know why? Because our God is always with us. Our God is there for us. And our God is in the midst of us, letting us know that he loves us because our God reigns. If God can't do it, then it just can't be done. I want to encourage you again to just show love one to another. And let us listen to Todd Dudley. Amen. Tell us that we need to call on the name of the Lord because he is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. Yes, he is. And we love him so. He sent his only begotten son to let us know that God is here, that God is in the midst of us. As we look at Martha and Nancy, that God is here as she sings the best to the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, that she loved him so and she wants to reverence him because she knows that her God is here, that our God is here, and he's in the midst of us. Let us worship and praise him each and every day. Amen. Amen. stuff in the inner court and behind the veil when you worship God to know that he is near. Because our God reigns. Our God sits high, he look low. Our God is with us each and every day, that we are to praise him and to remember him. Each and every day should be our Sabbath of worship and praise and honor and glorifying our God. You know why? Because God reigns. And let us listen to Will Murphy as we get ready to close out. Amen.
Thank you. I've been done.